Then we should, and it went down throughout from the windshield into the first stomach, and second stomach, and third stomach, and fourth stomach, and then into the intestines, and then went outside of the intestines, and then it punctured the lung, and it came into the lung. So we should see, but we don't see a perforation in both membranes of the lung. So in many ways, we have to explain it on the basis of something that usually doesn't happen. That's that accidentally, this needle went down to the trachea. Went down to the trachea. It happens. I mean, as a matter of fact, I even read in the newspaper that the operation is performed by certain people. And in the trachea, they found the needle. I mean, so things, unusual things happen sometimes. So the usual thing for a needle, when it goes down to the bench. But then there is a riot that this did not happen. Because then we should see a perforation in the membranes and we don't see it. So the only way to explain this phenomenon, that there is no perforation in both membranes alone, is that here something unusual happened. In other words, that it went down to the trachea. And then from the trachea into the bronchus. And from the bronchus, it entered the lung without perforating, without puncturing both membranes of the lung. The other two, simply not happens. There are a lot of people who work with the groups, who are here to go, como que tú vas a hacer un dique. The other two, she, there are a lot of people who are here to go, como que tú vas a hacer un dique, al cual even though it's unusual for a behemoth to swallow the needle into the cornea, but because we can't see any indication, any signs of a perforation in both members of the lung, so we have to explain it on that basis. So how is it you don't see it? Maybe it healed, but in the original, there was a preparation in both families. Even though scar tissue developed, but from John was a marker in a cone. So maybe it's still playing according to this one. Now, according to this panorama, we don't attribute it to an unusual occurrence, even though that unusual occurrence will explain the absence of any signs of incorporation. Hayimach, Nabino. Hayimach, den Stakach, den Futuch, den Reif. So there is a certain needle that was found in one of the pieces of lung, after the lung has gone out. So the first, previously more, the one we just finished discussing, that reference the case, when the lung was not gone out yet, but we found it inside the lung. But here we discuss another case, when the lung was gone out. The ritual way. Ha'im ma'achdi b'shtaka b'ritual way. Al-suma b'kami rabam. Soma la'achshu. So he was disposed to the marsh. Sometimes So if a person, you don't just talk while he talks. So the food, instead of entering, the esophagus went to the baker. So it was kicking with huge noise inside. So he didn't know anything, but he just had one goal to achieve, and that to ridicule Chazal. So they ridiculed. Dr. Katzidel's son, who was the first one to write a book on the Rabbua Masechet Talmud, and now it's being translated. It's in the process of being translated by Dr. Phil Wasner. It's a very, very old book. I mean, that was really the basis for Dr. Bogen, and now Dr. Katzidel's book. So he would have been able, I mean, to go through the study of food. But because Dr. Katzidel's son wrote that book, and So after healing, he translated for Dr. Bowden, who's dead in Iowa. So the whole book of Talmud Chofetz Chaim, now it's the process. So he mentions, Dr. Katzidel mentions that in his day, there were certain statistics of doctors in his day. Now there are more statistics of food entering the trachea instead of the ratio, and that causes choking if the food somehow enters the trachea instead of the ratio. So in other words, here the Madonna who says that it's Sheol. Why the Sheol? He explains it on the basis that the needle took a very strange route. In other words, it didn't go into the trachea, it went into the trachea. And then from the trachea into the bronchus, and then from the bronchus it entered into the lung. So it wasn't necessary to perforate, to puncture both vessels. But that's a very unusual occurrence. But why does he explain it on that basis? Because he has a certain evidence. What's the evidence? We don't see any indication of the perforation of both vessels. So that's only Shayach, if he finds it in the lung that was not Kolam before. And now he's just opening up the lung, and he finds it. And as he opens it up, he examines it, and he saw there is no perforation without a membrane of the lung. So we have to explain it. How did we get? So remember, we have to explain it on the basis of that unusual occurrence. Mashiach, and here in the second case, where the lung was put out long before and it wasn't, and the membranes weren't inspected. So it might be that had we inspected the membranes of the lung before we started to put out the lung, we would have found many decoding in both membranes. So the melee, it's not reasonable to explain it on the basis of an unusual occurrence.
Yeah.
funciona da gente, todo investimento privado. Por isso eu leio. Ó, nas limosas. Time to listen. So don't do business by a bomb in this month, faith. Don't do business by a bomb in that month, faith. Is because it's less. Por isso eu não me quebrei. But if suppose we enter and we don't see a negative both families, then it's a shame. Because then we explain it on the basis of the relatively unusual occurrence. In other words, that it entered into the trachea and then into the bronchus. And so how it, and then from the bronchus without puncture, both members of the lung, it entered home. But the question is, how did it enter into the bronchus? So it must have perforated, it must have punctured the bronchus. So let it become very clear on the basis of the fact that the bronchus was punctured. So apart from the possibility of both members of the lung being punctured, but even if we assume that it took the route via the colon, the trachea. So, but from the cornea, it had to enter the bronchus. So it had to puncture the bronchus. There is no canal leading from the trachea into the bronchus. So the melee it should become trachea on that basis alone. So you know that the kasha, timeless, or easily when you give a chair. Because then we say that it went by the trachea. But still, it must have punctured the bronchus. When Rav Nachman has it pointed away, it didn't get afraid. Right? Oh, so more if the Taretz, how would have it? In other words, when you say that if it's pointed away, if there is naked in the bronchus, so then it's playful, if the naked is in the place where the two bronchii quench out. So maybe there is no protection of one against the other, because if it is at the point where they quench out, if there is a naked, so there is no protection, it's not black. Mashayuki, if the naked is somewhere else, so then it's not. Now let's see Rashi. Oh, it's really because she comes to the no card at all. They now need their husband. Oh, how this place did say, but talk of the class in the Yom Tov Zare, Yom Rav Nachman is in the Dink and pray for the Havere Yitma. It's a pizza, which is Max of Havere, and he comes to the Dink of Havere. The Chim in the Havere Kosho, and the Kerem, the Dink says, man, the way they hear. Ah, well, Nika Flacha Pizzu, and not at the point where they, at the spot where they went out. The Rochim, the Bishop Sarah Shura, so the Rohan, Sarah Shura, Nichmas and Neke, Umay. The old Amino, Dilmo, Inca, Rehabe. So we do not say, maybe it was Inca Rehabe. The Yosuke is a Lima Zakino. Iloi is Hazel. Today, Heaven Lesser Rey Tamo. So then it is a case of his Hazel. The Alcohol Hazoki. שהרי בריבוי ובוי על דרך הראשי ומשום so that words if it is the array is lesser so then it is chazik has so then Rabbani was mad why? Because שהרי בריבוי ובוי על דרך הראשי ומשום לא צריך את הרי ולא יקיב אז דחי ראשי Now we voice that Akashi. So you say, that if it was income at the point where they went out, so even though it is one plus the other, still it's right. Why? Because That's the only thing we have, the tissue. So maybe it's not maybe. But what we learn in Yoma and Ahmed, high Hadouna the county, the Inca had the Hadouna Pneida, even though Mikwa Hadaki, so it's a lady. So it's only if you have the outermost coil, you know, you have intestines, the coils, one encircles the other. So when we say that Mikwa Hadaki, so it's only if the Nekef is in the outermost coil, but if a Nekef is in an inner coil, and then we have an outer curve coil that encircles it, so then it's Maki. So why should we say that if there is a Nekef in one bonus, even in the spot where they branch out, that one bonus protects the other just as one coil protects the other coil? I have already come here. The Inca had a half a medical level. I'm not a fashion clip, so now I'm not there. And if we trade the Zoom in the Zoom, shall I hate from the town of or hate from the town of Hyde? We cannot make any analogy between one thing and the other. So the various coils, they protect each other. Machine came, they took one thing out, so they do not protect each other. Come. So when the train fell, only the outermost coil is broken. Shall the from the camel meet so? The head from the camel So then, if she owned the whole map of Kitsutaki, after she owned the car, he's free of the money camera. He had to take it and then the man casual up, she left the rest. So we can test how is it over here, it's free, over here, it's left up, it's she. That's the way it is. Haima, the Ishtakach, the Simpune Rabo de Rey. So, a needle was found in the big vein of the rain. That means the bonkis. I saw it coming in the rabbon, so forth. So it was brought before the same chachon in Romach. Had a chachon in the meal. The man in the shmoki, she was shimming, the town for the machashim spray. So it was brought this question was presented before the same Chachomim who are matrim in the previous case. I want to draw. The young boy is away. He didn't come in first. Heter Yahweh Bolo Kishmaiz. So, they didn't want to say Heter because at all they themselves passed in the previous case that it's right. He's another Yahweh Bolo. Because there is a difference in the case. The facts are not the same. There, the Machat was found in the long itself. He said, well, here it was found the longest, not more. He said, now, now, keep it, this is the Rabbi Ishtakach, in this is the Nochatos. This is the Nochatos. Now let's see Rashi. The Shmai said, the Mount Kerusim is fake. יחשים שלו ואחרי שתכו סתכו, ומקבו קרס ודקי יוס, כאילו זה מסתכול הרבה, משתקח. מי נחמנו איזה סיפן עם דרך פי שתכו סתכו, יו תעבור ביקור, על תורכי נתים סיפי נוקע, ועל דרך הקונה, ועל דרך הקונה, ועל דרך הקונה, ועל דרך הקונה, הוא בוא ספי סתכו. In the previous case, they were matri, where were they matri? They were matri, because it was found along itself. Mashalim came here, it was found, so many things were found along itself. They assume that the needle took the usual route. The usual route is not via the trachea, but it's via venation. Via venation. Mashalim came here, it wasn't found. It wasn't found in the along itself. It was found in the bronchus. So that's why that he didn't take the usual route. Because if he took the usual route, how would it be found in the home case? All right, I mean, something highly unusual could always happen. It could have gone down through the patient into the phosphorax, into the ducky, then it came out into the whole group, and then through the vibrations of the muscles of the hoof, it was moved upward and it punctured the bronchus. It's in the bronchus. I mean, you could visualize everything, but that would be much more unusual than taking the so-called unusual route via the car. So we have the lazy city in the operation. Und da kommt die Kopf auf, okay, das geht noch. Wo, der hat vorne, wo sie fehlt es. Okay. Na, next piece of the bar. So there, here we have the machlekes, between the next piece of the bar. We have the machlekes in the pshat. Of the word, the meaning. I mean, the meaning of the word. Hayim ha'ate, the shaka b'chichel k'deh, a milk was found inside the liver. Now, nika, ha'kolei, is not a, even if the bulk of the kolei was cut out, it's not a, as long as the minimum liver remain, so it's shape. So it's shape. So, a new was found inside the liver. So, a mouth of intravenous is in the So, a mouth of intravenous is in the front of the mouth. Oh, there are ashes, you know, ashes, you saw it, you know, I'm not going to do it. Big deal. You lay mouth, you put a sake, I call it a liver. Why are you mad? Just because you found the liver in the liver. A new, you found the liver in the liver. So, in other words, you are assuming that it punctured the membrane. And it's so bad, it's punctured many times. The liver, even the liver is punctured many times. The behavior is not correct. So why do you want to be mad? Elo Maravashi. Hazine nikuka liba, nikuka liba, sorry. Nikuka liba, symphonia. So now we have here a case between Rashi, cases, the two, the Shapiro, the Pascal, Rashi, and the usually the Chava passes like Richter on, whenever the Kavir passes, like Rashi and Jesus, and Rashi and Jesus, and the Rosh too. So according to Rashi and Jesus, and the Rosh too, and Zach Moro, Chava and Moro, of all, so Kukali Ba means a needle has two edges. One edge is the thin edge. Thin edge, hot, that is very thin, and then there is the thick edge, which is, of course, relatively speaking, it's very thick. So, coupe, you should have known my mind. Now, let's say this is the middle. Let's say this is the middle. And let's say this is the thick edge of the leaf, and this is the thin edge. Now let's say the behavior here is the liver inside the organism of the liver. So could we bow means that the thick edge is not in the relation of the head. This is the liver of the head. It's like this. It's sticking out like this. With the thick edge. The thick edge is, we say, whole body. So we bow. The bow means outside. What do you mean outside? The thick edge is outside. It's in the whole body. Now the head of the behavior, let's say, why the behavior is the liver? This is the liver. What like? It's like a shit, what the Bible says. This is the liver. So it was found with that liver like this, and it was speaking. So we time of his life. So that means that the thin edge of the neutron is called the initial, and the thick edge is the back in the hollow. So this is how Rush takes it from the Osh to the Shmuel passes from there. How it is? Hello, Rush. Has it? E kubel ba, kubel kudoki ba so. So then it's like, then it says, now, E kubel ga would mean that it's like this. The thin edge is here. And the whole roof is the thin edge. And the thick edge is towards the edge. So then, it will die in pain. So now, what's in pain at the moment? What's in pain at the moment? But the Bible says that in pain and in grief, and but the Bible is constantly amazed at the ideas of Chazal, with the anatomy of the daemon, the physiology of the daemon. You can't understand what he says, that they predated all kinds of scientific discoveries by a few thousand years, so you can't understand it. So he says that Simpeni no kana, so you see, he only uses the same word, you know, Simpeni no kana, but Simpeni no kana is not the same thing as the Simpeni in connection with the cover. So like the book says that Simpeni no kana, so you need the Bina Kiri. So there is a connection between the trachea and the liver through the Bina Kiri. The Bina Kiri. So we could have been bad, we could not have us, we could have been bad, simply not have us. Now let's see the Rashi. He could have been bad, in ratio of Shem and Kubot. Now we see Hakolei, we could have been point. It's the same word in Old French. Point. Yeti, the thin edge of the needle. Yeti, we see whole up the hymne, but I see plenty of it. Because if the point is Yeti, we see whole up the hymne, and the thick edge, so that means that it went down, so, but I, the Henke, she came to point it, the Halabim of Badai, Simpain of it, Vahakei, Nika, Henno, as I say, the Yotso. So in other words, it went down with the point heading first, not with the thick edge heading first, but with the point heading first. So in Melee, we say that Simpain no kat, in other words, it went into the trachea, and then from the trachea, it was mita chelo es asimpain, liyotso mikomi, umimenu mechutz, viyi kupel uba, what suppose is the thick edge, so uba mechom abit, upio mesech hakabim, so in other words, then it means that it went down with the thick edge heading first. With the thick edge heading first. So, upino mesech hakabim, vade derech habeshet nechbisot, ve nikva hadaki. So in other words, it couldn't go into the trachea, because if the thin point, so it could enter. If it goes down, with the point heading first, so melee it could come down into the cone, then into the simpe. And then from the simpe, it just entered the cone, because there is connection between the cone and the cone, then by the vinake. But if it's heading first with the thick edge, so it couldn't pierce. It couldn't enter the cone. So obviously, it entered the vein shape, because the vein shape has a very wide, a relatively wide opening, like just as all the food can enter through the opening of the vein shape. So, this thick edge also entered. So approvate dalla camicia di Cristo Dio. Vi dico ad chi? Vi lo so di nicht das Fio mi covet. Vi lo so di nicht das. Vi dico ad chi? So me le true. So since it was heading with the thick edge first, with the thick edge first, so me le, we have to come to the conclusion that it didn't go down the trachea, but it went down the vagus. The vagus. Now, if it went down the vagus, so from the vagus, where did it go? The first stomach. From the first stomach, it went the second stomach. Second stomach, the third stomach. First stomach, the fourth stomach. Fourth stomach into the intestines. And there, it punctured the intestines, and it came outside into the whole abdomen. I mean, when I say outside, in the whole abdomen. It's still inside. But outside of the dachy. And then it punctured the covein and entered. With its point, it went down into the whole abdomen. With its point, the needle punctured the covein. So it's not trachea because it punctured the covein, because people are coming to that trachea. But before it was able to enter the whole abdomen, it had to puncture the membranes of the intestine. So the melee, that was what. This is how Rashi is going. Bahani le balit, alo, ktinte, loishne, kupe, without loishne, kupe, with balit, kupe, le kroch, vaso. So, only if it's a bin, so the thick edge is really thick, mashaitin, if it's a small one, so even the so-called thick edge is very thick. So mainly it could have, so it says, Vanimu Valite, I would think that Lush the Kukali God, Lush the Kukali Bar, we put it up in us. Now, Valite, Mahatoshi, no, not in the Rakhuda Shalom. I would think that in the Mahatin Shalom, so we could say, big people, so the big edge of the big people, couldn't be not in the Rakhuda. Aber mit Tinte, die Macht ist ja wohl, so in the middle of the Miserie, that it couldn't have gone down through the vagus, into the stomachs, into the intestine, and then it went outside. Because since it was heading with the thick edge, first, so when it went down through all the four stomachs, into the intestines, then it had to go out into the other room, so it had to puncture the membrane of the intestines. So since it was heading with a thick edge, heading first, so nearly when it went out through the membrane of the intestine, it also had a puncture with the thick edge. And that doesn't happen. That's highly improbable that it should puncture the intestine with the thick edge. That's highly improbable. So Mashiki. So we say Mashiki, but Mashiki Ktinke, Kimaki Shalom, Shemaki Boso, Akuda Fukichoe. So even if it had it with the thick edge, but the thick edge is not so thick either. So Melee, it's very, very likely that it went through the usual route, but then left. If it went through the usual route, So why is it that we say that the Mahat was found in the Ulevisakitis, in the Ekyo? So if it is sticking all in the Tadeho, this Ksheko, which makes for the people, we are not, let us say, the Ulev Leba, the Ulev Leba, Amen. What do given the Ike of the Mashi? Amen, the Ike of the Mashi of the Tadeho. Now, Ulevisakitis, the Siva Kertis, the Ike which also begin, This was briefly full of shit by the Sabbath of the Shin Han. We said that was the only thing that we knew that she's here. She had better to move in order. We should even shoot by she's a hard work. We don't need to eat well as art. We put the bars in the school, so we're going to put the people who are sick again. But then we're fixing it. شنیدی و ازمیشه اون که رسی تحتیل بس و خواه بود و شام خواست و بینده تیز رو بیزنیزی رو با کنگو به تبیه بخیزه رو نیسی با کنگو شما و هم بزنید مکنید دو بیدید بس و بخش و مستقل اساس در خوب بیزنیزی اون در حقیق رو نکل نمی کنید و میتونه کشه باشمن می کنید که خواه یک همی باید سمی کنید تو مطیر رو نمی بسید بگه نو کرد با و دینا خیلی دوشت با در خبه چه بس و عدالا این بخش و مستقل اساس نکل و کنگو رو باو نکل So why is it here we say the people in balance is safe? What I say is possible to make it from machine, so there's a lot of question. We need to have track with the sort of shoulders. You can have a cat in the bar. Hoyo, do we have to make it into a good shape? The shape. That will be here. Today, just on top of the memorial that in Tessa Medal, by who machte die Stacker bis bin Rabbi de Kwey. Now, I mentioned that there is a machleket rashenim as to the meaning of kupi melba, kupi melga, but I said there is a machleket rashenim, but we just mentioned the pshat of Rashi and the Rosh and the Tur, Teisves, I mean, the Shkutzach of Shkhnot, Mechaber and Ramo, But the Rambam, the Rif and the Rambam and the Rashbo have just, I mean, they explain it just in the reverse. Now, according to Rashi, so Mekupe Melibam, the thick edge, is Lisei Halal Aguf. Lisei Halal Aguf. And Mekupe Meligav means that the thick edge of the needle is towards the head of the baby. According to the Rif and the Rambam, it's just the reverse. Mekupe Melibam means that the thick edge is towards the head of the baby, and kupe milgav means that the thick edge is in the halalabe. Now, the question is, what do you mean? Bilbar means bachutz, outside. What does it mean? Does it mean outside the kovet? In other words, that means kupe milgav outside the kovet in the halalaguf. This is how Rashi and Tosfos explain it. Or the Rif and the Rambam understand milbar outside. It means it's outside of the halal aguf. So it's towards the head. The thick edge is towards the head. Now, but we just discussed the Gemara according to Rashi. Now, just once more, I want to, you know, because there is a lot of confusion in that. It's a question of visualizing it. Now. So, what does the Gemara say? Now, let's say we didn't discuss yet the Rambam's, the Rif and the Rambam Pshat. Now, what does the Gemara say? Rav Ashi said, Chazin, I mean the third line from the end of the Omid, that from Chesam Adis. So, Chazin, when the needle was found in the liver, so Rav Ashi said, it all depends. I kupe libar, I kupe nikon noket vasoi. I kupe likav, simpune noket vasoi. So the question is, what route did the needle take in order to get into the liver? So there are two possibilities. I mean, the usual route of a needle, if it is obviously the needle was swallowed, I mean, otherwise it wouldn't be found in the organism of the baby. So when a needle is swallowed, goes down into the organism of the baby. So the usual route is that it goes down into the esophagus, and then from the esophagus into the stomachs, and then into the intestines. Then, how did it come out? So it had to perforate, to puncture the intestines. Into the carrots and the various stomachs and then into the intestines and then it punctured the wall of the intestines and it fell out into the halal aguf. Then once it was in the halal aguf, it punctured, it encountered the covina liver and it punctured the liver and it got in the liver. So it wouldn't become trefe on the basis of the puncturing of the liver because nikva kovet, it doesn't matter. But before it got into the halaguf, it had to puncture
the intestines, and nikvadaki, or nikakeres, whatever. So that makes the behemoth a treif. So if that was the case, then the behemoth is a treif. But there is another possible route that the needle might have taken. In other words, through the sympanis. And through the sympanis, that means into the trachea. It fell into the trachea. Of course, that's not usual that a needle should drop into the trachea, but it happens. Sometimes it happens. And then, via the simpune, Dr. Bowden explains it, that it means the vena cava. So then, through the vena cava, it came into the liver. So then it's kshayon. Then it's kshayon. Now, why should we say that it took the unusual route? This happens very, very seldom, that the needle should drop into the trachea and then via the vena cava it should get into the liver. So why don't we say that it took the usual route? It took the usual route. So Rav Ashi says as follows. Can I take a piece of paper? Yeah. Okay. I think it's the same piece of paper I used yesterday. Okay. Now let's say this is the liver. This is the liver. And of course it's after the shrit of the behemoth. But let's visualize this liver in which we found the needle, so that it is located in a living behemoth. Situated in a living behemoth. So in other words, so this is the bottom and here's the top, here's the reisha behemoth. And so this is the needle. So the needle has a thick edge. That's the thick edge. And then it has the thin edge. So according to Rashi's pshat, now we found the needle in the liver of the behemoth. The head is over here. So the thick edge is sticking out. The thick edge is sticking out. So that means that as the needle followed its route, it headed with the thick edge in the direction of the thick edge. In other words, like this, it headed in the direction of the thick edge. So, we say that if it is found that way, the thick edge meliba in the whole aguf, you see, outside of the kovet, so then it's treif. Then it's treif. Why? Because we say, in all probability, this needle followed the usual route. How did it get here? Mm-hmm. It probably dropped into the esophagus and then into the stomachs and then into the intestines. Then it punctured the intestines and it came out into the whole aguf. Then with the thin point, so it punctured the liver, and this thick edge remained sticking. Okay, so that we understand. The question is, why do we say ikupeli gav simpeni no katvasoi? Since the usual route is that way, why should we attribute it to the unusual route? The answer is because in the case where it's kupe is ligat, that means the thick edge is towards the head of the behemoth. And here is sticking out the thin point of the needle. So the question is, so then we say it couldn't possibly have followed the usual route of dropping into the esophagus, into the stomachs, and the intestines, then coming out from the intestines, and then puncturing the liver, because if it followed the usual route, so then it punctured the liver with the thick edge. It wouldn't puncture the liver with the thick edge because it's too thick to puncture. So how is it that it is situated that way? So it should be situated, if it had followed the usual route, it should be situated that way. And since it's situated that way, so we say it couldn't have gone through the whole system the esophagus and the stomachs and the intestine, and then came out into the hole, and then it punctured the liver. It wouldn't puncture the liver. It's highly, highly unlikely that it should puncture the liver with a thick edge. The thick edge. All right. So the male is, so this is out. If this is out, so the other possible explanation, the other alternative is that it took the unusual route. It dropped into the trachea, and then via the vena cava, it got into the liver. This is what it is. So, ikupeligav, this is how Rashi explained it. Amar Rashi, chazin, ikupeligav, nikubenokiv azoi. Ikupeligav, simpeine nokagasoi. Vahanem mile ba limti. Aval ktimte lo ishne kupeligav, lo ishne kupeligav, nikubenokiv azoi. So when he said, so that means that actually we should attribute it to the usual root. Then it should be treva all the time. Why do we say that kubem legav, we don't attribute it to the usual root? Because it couldn't possibly puncture once it comes out. The usual root means that when it comes out from the organs, from the intestines, then it encounters the liver and it punctures the liver. It couldn't possibly, because if it's kubem legav, so that means that it had to puncture the liver with the thick edge. With the thick edge. And that couldn't happen. It's too thick. So where is it too thick? In a very big needle. So the thick edge is very, very thick. But in a small needle, so even the so-called thick edge is not really thick. So the melee, it could very readily puncture the liver, even the thick edge, not only the thin edge. So since the thick edge could also readily puncture the liver, why should we attribute it to an unusual root? So we say that the probable thing happened. That's why. So avuktinte loishnoligav loishnoligkoliba nikuminokivasoi, because that's the usual root. But if it's alinte, then we couldn't say it, even though it's the usual root. But here it couldn't have happened that it should puncture with the very thick edge. All right. So then the Gemara has the kashe. Umaishne mimachat shenimtzeis biyuvei beisakeiseis mitzad echot ksheiro mishnei tzolim treifo. Now let's go over again. I mean, yesterday we didn't. Maybe I didn't explain it sufficiently. The Rashi. Uvei beisakeiseis. Now the beisakeiseis. That's the second stomach. I mean, in the behemah you have four stomachs. So you have the keres, and then you have the bisakesis, then you have the third stomach, the hemses, then you have the fourth stomach, the cave. In other words, the first stomach is called rumen, the second is called, the bisakesis is called reticulum, and then the omesis, and then the cave of the obermesum, the obermesum. So, ume bisakesis, if we find a needle sticking in the daven, in the walls of, and there are two walls, it's really two layers. So, b'sefer keres, shekerim pants, yesh b'sheosu kekeva, like a helmet, usfaz deifnei kvulo, shtei tvanis, it has two walls, two layers, adukin zu bezu, v'shume mechabu, v'kerim l'dubla, mitzadecho che nikvo es deifna pnimis, v'lo nikvo es hashenis, it's kshel. So if the needle was found sticking in the inner wall of the bisakesis, and we don't see it, it's not sticking. When we find it, we don't see it sticking in the outer wall of the bisakesis, is ksheiro, because we don't have to conjure up extra things that we didn't see. So one wall we saw was pierced. The other wall, the outer wall of the bisakesis, we didn't see. So mele, we take it for granted that just this wall was punctured, and the outer wall not. So mele, the outer wall that is not punctured protects the inner wall of the bisakesis that is punctured. Shechaver to mikinol, mishnei zdodi, shenikvo hashenis v'yosel chalaguf. Suppose we find a needle sticking, penetrating through both layers, through both walls, and it sticks out into the halal aguf, so treyu. So the question is, we should say that even if it's sticking only in the inner wall of the visa cases, so sometimes it should be declared a strafe. ופי יוקולו בשיח הקרס, ודאי מבחוץ נכניסו, שנוקפו אסווי שנט, אוי קרס אוי דקי. So, where it is only sticking, in the inner wall, in the inner layer, but the thick edge of the needle is liba is towards. Now let's say that this is, the inner wall, and this is the outer wall. And then, let's say that it is, the thick edge of the needle is sticking here in the inner wall. It doesn't penetrate into the outer wall, but it's sticking into the inner wall. And the point is inside the Beis HaKeses, the second stomach. So, Ikuv Lebash Nimtuskup Shavu Tchufo B'Leib Upi Okulo, that means the bulk of the needle is B'Seich HaKeres, including, with the point of the needle, the thin point, is inside the Keres. Vadai Mi Bachutz Nichniso Shenokvo Esad. So what do we say? That if it's only sticking in one wall of the Beis HaKeses, so Sheiro, that means, regardless whether it's sticking this way or it's sticking that way, even if it's sticking with the thick edge of the needle sticking, it's also Sheiro, as long as it doesn't stick in the outer layer. So he said, so the question is, but according to this Lomdes, we should say it should be trefo, even though it's only sticking in the inside, in the inner wall. So we should say dimim nimbos. The achsho v'maschales lotzis derech v'bisa cases in derech hakupol in akiv v'neimet treivo. Elo mediktonik sheiro shmaminon kol eichad motzino lemeimas in peilinokat. So how is it that here we don't distinguish and we say that if it's misadechot, if it's sticking misadechot in sheiro, in all situations, regardless whether it's sticking with the thick edge or it's sticking in a different apnimi with a thin edge, it doesn't make any difference. Why don't we distinguish there? That's the Gemara's kasha. Vachshu maschal lo zedah with a case in the akubo in akim ni metreifo el mutonik sheiro shmamino kol eichem atzimu meimas in peinino katvolt inoche tiye shlima der chaveshet bos ad halein ויחשוב עם הסחלס לנקי, ואפילו קופלי באו לתאפים. So, the Gemara gives the Teretz, אמרה, הוסם כבדי, כי איך לנו משקין. אימא, איך לנו משקין דוחקו. In other words, so we say, over there, since there is איך לנו משקין, so there is the pressure of the food that piles up, that accumulates in the Beis HaKeses, so Mimele, it can push. So we can say that it can push it. It can push it with the thick edge. In other words, that's why you say it's Kshero. Why do we say it's Kshero? When you say it's Kshero, that means that we explain the presence of the needle in the Beis HaKeses with the thick edge sticking in the inner wall, that the needle was swallowed by the esophagus, and then it went down from the esophagus into the woman, the first stomach, and then from the woman it went down into the Beis HaKeses, the second stomach, and then with the thick edge. Now it's sticking with the thick edge. So with the thick edge, it started to push. How is it that with the thick edge it starts to push? But that's highly unusual. The answer is because there is a lot of food pressing upon the needle. So mainly the food, when it presses upon the needle, can push through the thick edge into the walls of the Pesach cases. But we found it sticking only in there because the food, apparently, by the time of the Shrita, the food has not pushed it through and through. It just pushed the thick edge into through the width of the inner wall, not as yet through the width of the outer. All right. Now, there is one question that Rishonim discuss. In other words, according to Rashi's and Tesis Pshat, so here the Gemara says, in connection with the needle that is found in the liver, that if kupem melibar, so then it's treif, and if kupem meligav, so it's kshel. How is it that in the Gemara on top, that we discussed yesterday, where a needle was found in the reye, so there is a machlekes, and the one mandoma says that it's kshero, because the Gemara says, loy di kul al mechison befnim loy sh mechison, v'yoche bokeh mifligeh, mar sova simpune no kad vasoye, u mar sova nikuve no kad vasoye. And how do we pass like the mandoma, that simpune no kad vasoye? And over there, the Gemara doesn't distinguish how the needle is located, whether it's with the thick edge, melibar or thick edge, melegar. Why don't we distinguish over there too? So they all say that there is a difference between, now that the Gemara doesn't spell it out, but Rishonim do say it. In other words, that there is a difference between the needle and a needle found in the Reye and a needle found in the Kovet. If a needle is found in the Kovet, and if it is found with the Kupe Melibar, so then we don't say Simpune Noket Vasoi. We don't say Simpune Vasoi. So then we say it went through the whole system, through the esophagus, into the stomachs and the intestines, and then it came out, punctured the intestines, and then it encountered the liver, and with the point, it punctured the liver, and the thick edge remained sticking, it remained outside. The thick edge remained outside. So, because why do we say that? Why don't we say even the case where the thick edge is liba, that maybe it was simpune noken vasoye, and it just pierced through? The answer is because the tissue in the covet, so it couldn't pierce through the thick edge. With the thick edge, it couldn't pierce through. Mashein kein ligabi de reye. So first of all, the reye. First of all, so we can say that simpune noken vasoye. In other words, it dropped into the trachea, and then from the trachea into the bronchus, and then from the bronchus, it got into the reye. It got into the reye. So over there, since it is very close, the bronchi and the reye are very close to each other, so then it's possible that the needle should pierce through, should come through even with the thick edge. So mele, even with kupe meleba, so we also say simpune no kevaso. Rav Hashulchan mentions it. Oh. Now, in Siman Lamed Vov, in connection with Machat Shemim Sobrei, so he says, Ubozein Chiluk, Ben Kishamachat Dako Yovo, כי הוא שמח הדקו יובו, ואפילו ראשו אחס אוף כי גר עם תמרו, והצד האוב הוא לצד חול לגוף, תחי גבנה, יפקופה מלבר, תחי גבנה בקובת ריפו, כמו שיסבור יבסינן מאלף, מטעם שבוודאי נכניסו בצד הדק שלו, דרך הוושת, ומשום נכניסו לקובת, because we couldn't say that, ומשום, ולכן הצד האוב שלו הוא לצד חול לגוף, דימויוס נכנסת בצד הדק שלו, לשיח הקובת דרך הקונה, הוא הצד הדק לשיחו לגוף, מכל מוקים בריאה אין הפרס בזה, לפי שסימפני הוריה רחובי, והוריה קריב ומעיד לקונה, ופסר הריאה רח ומרחב תביד, אמרינון שנכניסו, המחת אפילו דרך צד האוף שלו מהקונה לשיחה בוסר. דרך הסימפניס. Alright, so that's the reason as to why you distinguish between the מחת שנמצאת בריאה and the מחת שנמצאת, the מחת שנמצאת בקונת. Alright, now, this is the Pshat of Rashi and Tosfos, and the two Paschals like that, and the Machaber and the Ramo, they both Paschal the Gemara like Rashi and Tosfos. They're not even, they don't even mention the Rif and the Rambam's, the Rif and the Rambam and the Rashba's Pshat. But there's another Pshat, the Rif and the Rambam and the Rashba. Now, the Rif and the Rambam and the Rashba, they say the reverse. That Kupa Meliba means that a thick edge is towards the head of the Behemoth. Towards the head of the name. In other words, if this is the liver, so that means that the thick edge is towards the head of the name. Not this way, but this way. The thick edge is towards the head of the name. And Kupem Ligav means on the contrary. So what, according to Rashi and Tosfos, is straight, according to the Rivan Rambam, is Sheol, and vice versa. Now, so, how do they explain it? How do they explain it? Now let's see the Rambam. לפיכוך. נאו, קנה הכובד ועם המזרוק איש שבו איש בן אדם מזבשי, אם ניקף אחד מהם במשהו טריב. לפיכוך מחת שנמצא בחיתוך הכובד. אם הוא יישא מחת דלו, והוא יהיה הקוצה האחד שלו, לפנים בידוע שניקו, כשנכניסו. ואם הוא יהיה הרי שאוגו לפנים, אמרים דרך סימפני סולחו ומתורי. So the Rif Rambam Shita is because there is a connection between the trachea and the liver via the Vena Cava. So Mimela, if we find a machat in the liver, so we assume that of course it's unusual for a machat to fall into the trachea. But it's unusual to find a machat in the liver. You see, you can find a machat. The usual thing is to find a machat in the stomach. In the intestines, that's usual. But to find the machat in the liver is highly unusual. So mimele, since an unusual thing happened, it's something unusual. So we have to attribute it to an unusual route, which under the circumstance, in view of the fact that the needle is found in the liver, so that's the usual, that's the natural route. Because there is a connection between the trachea and the liver via the vena cava. So he says, so it's just the reverse, according to the Rambam. If it is found, mikupe meliba, Kupem Liba. So Kupem Liba means that it's heading, that the needle as it fell. So it headed with its point, not with the thick edge. So we say, if Kupem Liba is treif, why is it treif? Because we attribute it to that root that is linked to the liver. What root is linked to the liver, that's the trachea via vena cava, liver. So Mimele, and if we scoop Mlibah, that means towards the head, the thick edge is towards the head of the behemo, and we found it like this in the liver, we found it like this in the liver, with the thin point heading down, so then it's straight. Why is it straight? Since it was falling with the thin point heading, so as it passed the Vina Keva and Adalochet, we had it. Even though Nikva HaKoveit is not Reifo, Nikva HaKoveit is not Reifo, but the Knei HaKoveit is Reifo. Knei HaKoveit is Reifo, we had that. What's the Knei HaKoveit? So again, I mean, they say that the Knei HaKoveit is what is called the Vina Keva. So Mimele, as it passed through the Vina Keva, it didn't have to puncture the Vina Keva in order to get from the trachea into the Vina Keva. But as it was falling through the Vina Keva, it's very likely that in passing, it punctured the membranes of the Vina Keva with a thin point. So that's why if it's kupo melibah, which according to the Rambam means, kupo melibah means towards the head. So that means that it was heading as it was falling, as the needle was falling down through the trachea, through the Vina Keva, it was heading with its point, with its thin point, and with its sharp and thin point. So it's very likely, now not Bitiras Vada, but so it's very likely that as it was passing, it punctured, it pierced the membrane of the Vina Keva. It pierced, so he says, Hoya Akat. If it's kupa melgav, and kupa melgav, according to Rambam, means just the reverse of what it means according to Rashi. So that means that it was heading with a thick edge. So as it was falling, and according to the Rambam, we don't anticipate that a machat would fall into the esophagus. Since we found it in the kovei, so we don't anticipate the possibility that it would fall into the esophagus. Because if it would fall into the esophagus, how would it get into the comet? So because of that, so we say it must have fallen through the trachea and the vena cava into the comet. So mainly if it is miligav. So if it is miligav, miligav means that the thick edge is towards the Chalalaguf. So that means that it fell with heading with the thick edge. Now with the thick edge, as it passes through the Vina Keva with the thick edge, it's impossible it should pierce because it's too thick. As it passes with the point, the thin point, downward, so then it can puncture as it is falling down. But if it falls that way, the thick edge, It couldn't possibly puncture. Masheinke, v'hanem milibalinte, avoktinte. So even the thick edge is not really thick; it's relatively thin. So maybe it could puncture even if it heads in the direction of the with the thin point first. This is how the Rambam explained. Or Ibush Fonoch is not even cheshish for the Rambam Pshat. He paskens like Rashi. Ches. Perik Vov. Halochetes. And I'm sorry. That is Simem Mem Aleph Sivov. Simem Mem Aleph Sivov. Machat she nimtso bikovit. Bein she bo lifoneinu sholem. Bein she bo chotuch. And that's not usual, because usually the Rambam, the Mechaber, either he paskens like the Rambam completely and doesn't even mention Rashi Shite, or at most he mentions 2 days. But that he should pasken completely like Rashi and ignore the Rambam Shite is unusual. But here he doesn't. Im tzarof shaloi litzatchala beimo. So Now here the Lashon of Mechaber is, he says, Machat shel nimtza bikoveit, bein shebori faneinu sholim, bein mishbachotuch, im tza leof sholim tza tchala aveino, this chashes pshat, afil kuli tomim boso, bimtsara koveit, he's trayv. Why does he mention afil kuli tomim bimtsara koveit trayv? Because there is a machlikes, an hour gemore between the Rajbo and the Rav. Now there is a loche that the gemore mentions further, machat b'chol laguf trayv. Suppose we find a machat not inside the definite organ, let's say the liver, the lung, in the halal aguf, in the empty halal aguf, if we find a machat, even though we didn't see any organ that is perforated, any organ that when it's perforated, it is straightforward. We didn't see any nekef inside such a, even though we didn't notice that let's say the keres or the dakin is perforated, but we just found the needle in the halal aguf. So it's also playful because of the possibility, since there is a needle in the halal aguf, now the in all probability this needle, as the behemoth was living, did not stand still. I mean, this needle, the needle probably vibrated, you know. The behemoth definitely had a needle in the halal aguf. So, as the behemoth walked, so, and it made all kinds of vibrations, so the needle also vibrated. And it's very likely that in the course of the vibrations, of the movements of the needle in the halal aguf, it punctured one of the basic organs, which when they are punctured, so it's like, so then the aloha, if nimtza macha b'zichal aguf, it's treve because we anticipate the possibility that in the course of the movements of the behemoth, this machat punctured one organ that made the behemoth treve. And even though we didn't see any nekev, but we anticipated the possibility. So Mimele, the Ram says that when we say, if kupa miligab is ksheiro, if kupa miligab is ksheiro, that is, if it's kupa meligav, the thick edge is towards the head of the behemoth, but the whole needle is tomum b'shachakovet. The whole needle is tomum b'shachakovet. Masheinke, if part of the needle sticks outside and part of the needle occupies space in the halal aguf, then it's straightforward because of the aloche of machat shenimtza b'chol aguf. The Rashbo is chelek. So the Rashbo says, that here, if it's kupah meligav, if the thick edge is towards the head of the behemoth, so then it's ksheiro not only if the whole needle is tomum b'shachakovit, but even if the bulk of the needle is outside the covet, is in the halal aguf, as long as the thick edge, let's say, the thick edge is towards the head. It's towards the head of the behemoth. And the bulk of the needle is in the halal aguf. So according to the Ran, in such a case, it would be treifah because of the aloha of machat shenimtza b'chol aguf. So in other words, so we have to chayshish. Now, since that machat was situated in such a position while the behemoth was living and as the behemoth was moving and so on, so that machat might have vibrated, might have moved, and might have pierced one of the walls of the basic organs inside, and the base of the aloha of machat shenimtza b'chol aguf. But the Rashba says, no. When do we say that machat shenimtza b'chol aguf, we have to be cheshish, maybe, in the course of the movements of the behemoth, so the machat pierced an organ only if the machat is completely free. It's not harnessed. But here, since it's sticking, the thick edge is sticking inside the covet, So it's not free, you know, to keep on moving in all directions and to pierce the walls of certain organs. So maybe we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe as the behemoth was making movement, so maybe the point of the needle pierced because it's harnessed. It's not free to move readily in all directions. Now this is why the Mechaber says Machash Nimtzo because it's machlekes between the Rashi and the Rab. So that's why the Mechaber says Machash Nimtzo because it bein shebol lifanei yisholim. In other words, this implies that the Mechaber paskens like the Ran. So according to the Ran, so even if Kupem Miligav, so when is it Kshero only if it's Kulitomum Psarakovet? But if it's not Kulitomum Psarakovet, if the bulk of the needle is outside in the halal aguf, then we are cheshish, maybe in the course of the movements of the behemoth while the behemoth is living, so it pierced the wall of a certain organ that made the behemoth into treif. So he says, so when is it kshero, when kupem ligav, only if it's fully tomun, so only if kupem ligav, if it's fully tomun, so it's kshero. But if it's kupem ligav, even though it's fully tomun, it's treif. In other words, this implies that the Mechaber paskens like that. All right. So vim atzad actually klab vim atzad atzad actually klab bechut kshero shon etel leim adarach simpin benshon. Bamedvom amurim. Oh, vidafke shetzad rov peinel tzad simpin avum peinel itz dodim bicholim and treif. Bamedvom amurim machad gaso avu bidako enchil utreif. Vishio gaso. What does it mean? A thick edge. Kishio garin shel tama. That's the machlokes shenim, but we pass like Rashi's pshat. Ha'hu machte. Now the Gemara daf tes. Come down. Ha'hu machte. Di shtakar bisim peine rabbe di kveide. Now again, you know. So, unfortunately, we don't find in the Rishenim they should discuss exactly what simpein rabbe means. So doctors have to express an opinion what the Gemara means. So there is a lot of confusion on that. What's this simpein rabbe? Dr. Katzenelson says a very strange thing, which is certainly not true. So that the simpein rabbe, that's the aorta, it doesn't even make sense. The aorta, has no shaykhes with the liver, the aorta. Okay. So then they were a few doctors who wrote on the HaTalmud V'Chochmas HaRefuah. So Dr. Katzenelson wrote HaTalmud V'Chochmas HaRefuah in Hebrew, a very important book. And Dr. Katzenelson was a Talmud of Rabbi Zatelzer. He was a big Talmud Chochem, and then he became a doctor. That was the first book. And then some Jewish doctors who learned Gemara and who were quite versed in Gemara, and then they studied medicine. So they wrote books. One wrote a book in Russian, and it was translated into German. And then someone by the name of Pavli wrote a book, and then Avyatsky wrote a book. And then the last one who discusses all these Gemaras is Dr. Bolden. He was a goy. Now, so Dr. Katzenelson says that Ahu machte di shtaka bin simpein rabbe di kveide, simpein rabbe di kveide is the aorta. That doesn't even make sense. Navyatsky and Pavli, they say that simpein rabbe di kveide means the hepatic portal vein near the liver. And Dr. Bowden says that simpein rabbe is the vena cava. It seems to me, I'm not a doctor, but it seems to me that what Dr. Bowden says is very likely. All right. So whatever it means, simpein rabbe, whether it's the hepatic portal vein or the vena cava. Ha'hu machte di ishtakach b'simpein rabbe di kveide. Hu nemar brei de ravide torf. Rav adebam niyume machshi. Machshi. Now let's see the Rashi. Hu nemar torf. Di kesova nikuvel nokif. Shloi nichnisole derach haveshet. ונק וקר, נוק וקרס, אוי וישת, אוי דקי ויות. אוי אז, בוט, בוט רבדה במיום איזמחש, כיוון דיפסימפייני אישתקח, כיוון דיפסימפייני אישתקח, אמרינון, מי מכוונה להיקונס בסיפן זה, אלו דרך הקונן נכניסו, והקונה הוא כניקו ויצמוך עם זה לזה, בישחל קון סומך לראה, וגם קני הלב וקני הכובד מסחלקים לסימפיינס בראשון אחת, בראשון אחת. ויש להם מה שאני אכניסו, מסימפייני הקונה לסימפייני קני הכובד, ומשום אוצו לכובד דרך הסימפיינס. So, why is it machshir? Because since it was found in the Sipena Rabbi, in the great vessel, I mean, whatever the great vessel is, so it's possible that it means the hepatic portal vein, or it means the vena cava. So, mele, we say that it probably took the root through the trachea and the vena cava. And we pass by it. רבעת בנעים המחש, אוסו שאלו לרבינה, אומרו, שטלו בלימד לטרופוין, עד ואיצי אולסו אגריד, ורבעת בנעים המחש, אוסו שאלו לרבינה, 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 אוסו שאלו that Ma, the Tune Mar Breder Avide, who was Matrevet, was really Mafsid Mome. So Mele has to pay. So since it was irretrievable, in other words, it was declared by Hune Mar Breder Avide, it was declared a strave, so Mele they gave it away to the Klobi. So it's irretrievable. So Mele has to pay as a Mazik. So it can be given from his nechosim, shakled limited. Hayi kashite, a stone of a date, the ishtaka b'moi, that was found in the gallbladder. That was found in the gallbladder. Omar avashe, ke avinom b'ravkane, omar, hovadai simpeine no kadvasoi. Simpeine no kadvasoi. Simpeine di kovet no kat. Vi ol derech hakone nichniso. Di derech haveishet, נכניסו, הנה רויו לנקף כלום ולוציס משום, ולעזר לליקוניס כאן, דרך נקף. In other words, if it had fallen into the vashet, it wouldn't have come into the gallbladder. So something unusual must have happened, that it dropped into the trachea. And then, so then, it got somehow into the gallbladder. So, ואבל גב, דלוי נפקה, It's not easy for such a big thing, I mean the stone of a date, to come out, because the opening